The shepherd keeps shushing meadow, tamri rablishi nidegen padi sangye Idam Guru Ratamadalakam Niryatayami.
Good evening. Welcome back to Earthland Naika. Time to sit up.
Chudonso ki chonam la jan chubadu dani kyab suji dagi chunyan gi pesur nam gi dola penchu sangye tu pasho Chudonso ki chonam la jan chubadu dani kyab suji dagi chunyan gi pesur nam gi dola penchu sangye tu pasho Chudan so ki jo nam la jan chu ba du da ni kyab su chi da gi chun yen gi pe su nam gi do la pen chu san ge tu pa sho
Minde she wa son da ku shen ji jen ji shen du zhe pa yu na la la ten pa chen na la jen ji jen ji ne zan da zhe pa I'm not quite sure what's the best way to explain this textbook, which is about, you know, like, So the title of the text, I'm not sure like this, Kusum Lam Ches, but in Tibetan it's much shorter than in English, of course, as they usually lamp thoroughly illuminating the presentation of the three basic bodies, death, intermediate state, and rebirth. Is it clear? Kusum Lamcher. It's clear now. Lamp thoroughly illuminating the presentation of the three basic bodies, which refers to death, intermediate state, and rebirth. Make sense? These are three bodies. Death, intermediate state, rebirth. Intermediate between death and birth. That's called pardo. Par. It means between. So of course, this text is written or composed for the purpose of practice. In order to practice, first we have to understand. So first, knowledge. No knowledge, then no practice. First, this is more education. First, at the beginning, more like education. Only so this is the book. Maybe after a few days, few class, then if I read in Tibetan text, the root text, then I look at the translation. If that translation is pretty good, so then you can order them for your knowledge. But this was translated by Hopkins, Mr. Hopkins, Jeffrey Hopkins, who speaks pretty good Tibetan. He can read Tibetan, so you could have some faith in there. He reads Tibetan, and I met him a few times, so his understanding of Tibetan is pretty good, especially text. Pretty good. Lati Rinpoche, the Tibetan master, not from the Sera Monastery, from the Ganden Monastery, which is like founded by Lama Tsongkhapa, from the Ganden Monastery, one of the scholars from the Ganden Monastery. I never got chance to receive teaching from him, but I do know I met him a few times. I saw him a few times, not met. Saw him a few times, but never received teachings. But he was renowned scholar in that monastery, Ganden Monastery. These are the three biggest Mahayana universities in India: Sera, Mahayana Monastery, Debung, then Ganden. all of them founded by Ganden was founded by Lama Tsongkhapa himself. So then Debung, the Sera, founded by one of his two main disciples. Not here. You see here three of them together. Not those two. one of the two main disciples founded Debu and founded Sera Monastery. So this text is composed by one of the Tibetan masters called Yangjeng Galo. So widely studied, his textbook is widely studied in Vajrayana. When we study Vajrayana practice, so his text was widely studied or taught throughout the monastery, Yangjeng Galo. That's about a short name, Yangjeng Galo. So what else the name? The beginning of this text is kind of explained. So, should I start from the beginning, or maybe skip something?
So
So, so Tibetan text. Now quite easy. You can. There's like thousands of books, thousands and thousands of books here. Long time ago, I used to carry them. Not carry thousands of them, but I carry quite a book. So it's kind of like weighs like 9-10 kilos. Now because of technology, now it's much easier. Kusum Lamke, okay, here. But I'll try in my broken English, so then if I get stuck, so then I'll look at the translation here, okay? So now, our monastery make the text available online, so I can get many texts from there. I will explain the title. So the title is Shi Kusunji Namsha Rasa Dremes. So that's probably here. But usually we say Kusun Namsha, we don't say whole title. That's why. I think now, if I say the whole title, it looks the same length in English and Tibetan. Namu Guru Mazu Gosha, that's homage to Manjushri. Homage to Manjushri. That's how typically every book begins with homage. So I already explained that many times, so I'm not going to do that today. So Namu Guru Mazu Gosha, that's homage to Manjushri. Jiangxi. So that's like the Jiangxi means now. The base, Jiangxi, the basis. Here, basis refers to ordinary death, intermediate state, and rebirth. These are the base. So that's something that we don't have to achieve. We already achieve. We already have. It's not something we need to achieve through practices. We already have that. So what are we trying to do, like studying these texts? And we're trying to use this base that we already have. So then try to achieve the results. Results that's called three kayas. Kaya, the Sanskrit word. Or you could say three bodies. Chivachuku. Dharma kaya, the first one. Then death. You try to achieve that through death, studying death. And like what happens when people die, what happens, what things, what kind of things, what kind of experience, external experience, internal experience that one go through, so they use that experience. And then use that experience, then try to achieve the Dharmakaya. Oh. So that's the base for Dharmakaya. Chivachukuja, Pardo Lungu, Pardo, intermediate state is the base for Sambhogakaya. Sambhogakaya, that's kind of hard to explain, but that's the base of Sambhogakaya. Then, Chivachuku, Pardo Lungu, Chivachuku, Pardo Lungu, Chivachuku. So then, rebirth is the basis for the, what you call, emanation body, Nirmankaya or emanation body. So, I'm not good in the Sanskrit, I'm not good in Tibetan, I'm not good in English, I'm not good in anything. So, So this just, it will come down later. This explanation, just brief, just give you some ideas. You know, 讲细节, 细节跑步, 下去看, it is like similar like metal, and you're trying to turn that metal into gold. You know, right now it's kind of metal, so they're trying to turn that into gold. You know? So this practice is like what you call like sinjuriti. It's like some chemical that transform metal into gold. Not solidly, but you know, it kind of makes them look like gold. What do you call them? Any name of any chemicals? In Nepal, they've been making statues from generation to generation. They're making statues. When they make bronze statue like this, it's not like that. It's like all dark, all the bronze. It's all kind of has a cast. It's cast in the mold, you know. So when you take out of that, it all looks like something like something got very badly burned. It doesn't look like gold. So they use like some kind of like the melt silver or something. They make some kind of liquid. When you pour there, it's all turned into like gold. Sinjuriti. Some kind of chemical that transform metal into gold looking. So I'm not sure what kind of chemical. Okay. You can look up in Google, so you can find quite easily. This practice itself is like that. Chemicals that transform metal like ordinary dead river into state into three kayas, Dharma kaya, Sambhu kaya, Nima kaya, like that. Is it clear? Oh, yeah. If it's not clear, please raise your hand so I repeat again. I don't mind repeat, okay? Chi kusum, lamji kusum, tibi kusum. So the result will be three kayas. That's the result. Ongju suju gumbu chakse los. That's another one. The lamji, nindu ji, tsidu ji, kaju yangla dindu ji, suju gumbu ji, lam ni lam samu rinpa ji, that's the shema las. Nindu ji, tsidu ji, nindu is like, Ningtu means degeneration time. So what do you say if someone says, oh, people used to live thousands of years, what do you say? I say, so like, kawatambe mi. Kalba, so how you say in English, like kalba? Huh? You say Kaaba? Eon, Kaaba. the human is first eon. That's like Kaaba Tamumi. Human is the first Kaaba. Make sense? Huh? How long they live? So, you know, birth, there's like birth from womb, there's birth from egg, there's birth from heat. Then miracle birth, do you, she just said, do you believe? So, what do you think about miracle birth? What do you think about miracle birth?
Superstition.
Huh? How's about angel? Angel? Superstitious? Angel?
No.
How come?
Something falsely believed in.
No, no. Hey, do you believe in angel? No? do you believe in a celestial being? No, no, we're debating with David now. Do you believe there's animal that you never saw? You believe there's animal you never know? Do any animal that exists you don't know?
There are certainly kinds of animals I've never seen, yes.
Do you believe in them? Do they exist?
Yes, I think some do.
Yes?
Yes.
Prove it. How? How you can prove?
Well, one proof might be we see a picture of some animal that's said to be in Africa or something, and I've never been there, but I still am convinced that that animal does exist.
How is about a photo of cat meditations? Cat meditating? You know, you see the photo of cat meditating. Do you believe the cat sit like this? That's like a photo of the horn on rabbit. Horn on rabbit? Rabbit horn? Rabbit horn.
Oh, like a unicorn rabbit?
Yeah, there's all kind of photos.
I don't know. I've never seen either a picture or a real one.
Do you believe in other universe?
Yes, I think they're likely.
Is there any being?
I don't think humans know the answer to that.
No?
Human, there might
human,
be.
Yeah, but human said there's being, but you say there's superstition. That's why debate start. Yeah, there's like multiple universe. There are different human realms. We are not only human. There's three other human realms. Do you say they're superstitious? Will you say they're superstitious?
What are the other human realms?
There are three other human realms.
I'm not quite sure what the question means.
I mean, my question is, do you believe that another human, that in different universe, that's another human?
I think there could be living beings in other universes, but that we do not have any way to know that for sure. We aren't in contact with them.
But the people already know they're there.
Some people may think they're there, but I'm not so sure.
Huh? So, oh yeah.
Some humans believe that visitors from outer space come to Earth. I doubt it.
Oh, that's probably just to make money. So I think that's different. That's different. That's like Bigfoot, all of that. I'm not sure. But anyway, so like celestial realms. So.
I think that belief is such a strong word, you know. But can we have a middle ground? Like, can someone just take the probability? Like, if you ask me, is it possible that celestial beam exists? I say, yeah, it's possible. There's a probability for that. I may not have seen it, but probability that it can exist.
Can I sit up? The question would seem to be more like, can it be proved? You know, is there evidence? Can we have confidence in it? But whenever we go to the word believe and faith, it just seems superstitious.
Yeah,
you
people
know?
People cannot expect, if someone sees, they cannot expect that they should see. No, seeing is not. So many things happening based on consciousness level. So you can say, okay, you see, just show me. You can show. Even though you show, they don't see nothing. Even though they pointed to something, you may see nothing. It doesn't mean they don't exist. They do exist. Some people in the encounter. But you can show. So if you show, maybe they will see something else, or maybe they will see nothing. So you know, things happening when the consciousness improve. So then you know, like otherwise, like how's all this near death experience? People see. You can say they are lying. You can say.
I think there's a difference too in faith itself. There's, you know, in Buddhism we don't have blind faith, but I do have faith in the teachings. I'm going to maybe put a little bit more credence in some of these things because of the source that I'm hearing this from, but it's not blind faith. So there's a difference in levels of faith and belief that we can have depending on the source and because of our experience.
No.
Our own experience with the source.
40 or maybe 50 years ago, if somebody says you can watch TV on your phone, do you believe that, or you think it's superstitious? What do you think? Do you believe, or somebody says, oh, you can like, I was told when I was in monastery, about the fax machine. I thought that's impossible. I thought that's impossible. How that can be possible? You send something here, and they even say any letter you can write Tibetan, so they will receive. I said, who's delivering? So nobody. They will receive there within like 10 minutes. That's like thousands of miles. It's like across the oceans. In America, you know, sending from monastery, how come they will, 10 minutes they receive the letter you sent? That's like unimaginable. You can't think of. So that happens.
Yeah, I can't speak for what everybody else thinks, but the word belief is the one that I'm hung up on, and I think it's because of the culture that I've grown up in.
Mm.
That belief seems to me sometimes to be a leap of faith that I personally doesn't kind of work for me. But coming back to what your question is, if I took the word belief and took it out of the religious sense, do I believe only the things that I've seen? No. And I think sometimes we consider the source of where information comes from. I all through my years of schooling, I believed my teacher, even though I may not have seen what the teacher was teaching. So when you ask about celestial beings, I personally, I've never seen one, so I don't know. But there are some of my teachers, at least in Buddhism, that tell me that that exists. I'm willing to accept that that's possible, even though I haven't seen it myself.
Mm.
I think belief is the problem, and it's only because of the way in which we color it in our culture.
Mm.
We tie it in with the idea of being blind faith, and I think belief is just something that you accept. And you don't always need the root of it. Sometimes you just know.
Yeah, so belief based on analysis, based on reason, and based on analysis, that belief is needed.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just believe somebody says something, not that kind of belief. So, say, like, or maybe I shouldn't waste the class. I'm just, so the Mormon, not Mormon, how's it called? Mormon, Mormon, how is it?
Mormon.
Not Mormon, not that. Mormon?
Mormon.
There's a type of group, like faith group.
Mormon.
No, no. Half human, half fish.
Mermaid.
Where they get that idea? Where? How? How did they get this idea? How? What?
Sailors believed they saw them.
Because it makes money. When you are making money, you don't care. When you're making money, so you can make all kinds of things. Who got that idea? Who? How? Why? Anyway, so we are not going to talk about this. Okay, sorry. So anyway, as I said, no, we used to see very little. So now we used to see more, much more than people used to see 100 years ago. People see very little. Now you see more, maybe. That, you know, so you could see much more, how to say. So now they are talking about parallel universe. Not the religious people, they are scientists, they are talking about parallel universe. So they're sorry, so that's why kind of distraction, yeah. So now here the
could we say that a miracle birth is anything other than a birth from a womb, an egg, or heat?
Now, if the miracle birth, you don't see body, you don't see corpse. When they die, you don't see body, you don't find the body. So there'll be, if they die, there'll be no body to leave behind, miracle birth. So there's everything happens simultaneously. All the organ, everything happens simultaneously. When their life ends, there'll be no crops to see. So birth from egg, birth from womb, birth from heat. Do you like birth from heat? The lice come from where? Lice. Where they live? Lice, where they live?
What?
Where they live?
The eggs?
No, lice, where they live? Lice. That's the only place they live?
Oh, lots of other places. Anywhere there's hair on the body. Yeah.
Do they live outside the body? Did you saw the lice egg, Professor? So anyway, it's not like heat means like probably, you know, like mainly heat contributed to their birth. It's not like parents, you know, like womb, birth from womb, they have their parents. So birth from heat doesn't mean like heat give birth. It's not like heat giving birth. But heat is the main cause for the rebirth. There are lives. Without heat, there will be no life. So, my tradition is on the. Certain like fishes, they have their bird is heavily relied on. Also, this is not the subject here, main subject here. Sorry. So now here, then, now the stages of death. Stages of death, Chivirimba, Pazo Chivirimba, Chivir Chivirin, Sushibos. Now, the Lama is going to explain stages of death. So then, about intermediate states, so then rebirth. Okay? So then I'll skip here, so this is not, it's kind of, I already told Jonasi when she came to my house, this I'm not that much interested here, so. So then, certain things. So here, Ngaji come to this. Ngaji come to this. Ngaji means birth from womb. Birth from womb. That's called Ngaji. Out of four births, so particularly this is for birth from womb. That's, you know, death, intermediate state, rebirth refers to that. The birth from womb, Blood from whom, how you say?
Yeah.
Blood from whom? No, not yet come to this. So that rebirth has six characteristic or six as a component or six characteristic. So then first let me use my broken English. I go back home tonight and I will find the right word. The next Wednesday I'll give the right word. So, six component or six characteristic. What are those six characteristics? These are important to understand. All the distinct important in order to practice. Oh. There's two ways to count. Sachu melung. Four element. Earth, water, fire, wind. Four element. So then, top of that, subtly channel, and drop. There's two kinds of drop. One day you receive from father, one day you receive from mother. No, one is white, one is red. Drop. Just count one. So that one way to count this called six components. Six component or six characteristic of the birth from whom everybody has that. That's the one first way to count. Second way to count, something that you receive from your father. Bone, meru, and the sperm, that's coming from your father's side. From mother, flesh, skin, blood. Six. The second way to count. No. There's no first four element, channel, then drop. There's six. Right? Four element, channels, and the drop. There's six. There's one way to count. If you don't understand, please let me know. This is important. Flesh, skin, the blood. Bone, marrow, then sperm. Sperm? How to go? Kuwa. This is Kuwa, sperm. Not yet come to there. Becoming enlightened within this life, you have to be human. Other species have no chance. Unfortunately, no chance. You have to possess those six characteristics or six components. So with that kind of birth, you could get enlightened within this short lifetime. You have to be human.
A question about being human. One of the things that I was confused about originally is, in order to be human, I thought it had to look like, you know, me, two arms, two legs, whatever. But human doesn't necessarily mean that the being would look like what we look like, right? You know what I mean? Like in another universe, there could be human beings, but they may not.
So that here, only this human here with the six characteristics, that human refers to northern world, our world,
northern world.
Oh, northern world. So then another human realm, that doesn't refer to another human realm.
Okay.
This is the only northern world, for example, northern world, the human that. So, did you get the clear? Six characteristics, two ways to count. First one is four elements, channels, so then it says drop, to clear. Second, the three things come from father, bone, marrow, sperm. From mother, flesh, skin, blood. This goes. Magic come to the, this is what it is now here. Or magic come to there. Zamuli because Zamuli mean magic come to this. That's what's called northern world, human in northern world, which has this six characteristic. So this go through death, rebirth, intermittent state. That happens to this kind of. So it says, not longitudinous. So they say, you know, they are like Sutrayana, then there's Tantrayana. Tantrayana, there's like four classic of Tantra. Kriya Tantra, Charya Tantra, Yoga Tantra, Highest Yoga Tantra. There's the highest Yoga Tantra. When you engage in the highest Yoga Tantra practice, there's possibilities that you could achieve enlightenment within this short lifetime. So there, what is the down there, the three lower classical tantra, in that practice, one could achieve enlightenment this life, but not like how is one could enlighten within one lifetime, but they have to do something to, they have to like how is the do spirit practice to increase their lifespan. They have to do just things, you need to just specific practice that allows to extend your life, like, you know, like hundreds of years. Oh, only we have to keep our mind open. I'm not asking you to believe, but we have to keep our mind open. There are possibilities out there that someone could be living there hundreds and hundreds of years. You may not see them, but always need to keep your mind open. That there are possibilities. There are practices that you could say, how come I don't see? They purposely do something for themselves that nobody can see. That doesn't mean they are gone. They are not really gone, but their certain practice expand their lifespan. On top of that, they kind of do some practice that makes them kind of invisible, so you can't just see. So that's how they, you know, the goal is to achieve enlightenment. There's three lower tantra. No, this is hard to achieve enlightenment within the short lifetime. You know, highest yoga tantra, there is the highest yoga practice that is associated with the highest yoga tantra, there you could reach enlightenment within this short lifetime. You could reach. This is the unique quality of the highest yoga tantra. Ningtu means degeneration time. That's called Ningtu. Degeneration time, people don't live very long. So see, when Shakyamuni Buddha came to India, when he descended from Tushita to India, when he came to India, the average people live 100 years. So now how many people live 100 years? Generally speaking, so lifespan used to be 100 years. People live, it's not surprising, pretty much people live 100 years during that. Now it's like, according to that, generally speaking, the lifespan, not an individual basis, but generally speaking, is going down. It's not going, people say, it's going up, probably it's not going up. Generally, not like you can't base on one country, you know, like generally speaking. So that's what degeneration now. So, in order to achieve enlightenment within this short period of life, you have to be human. In the ordinary world, you have to be human. Otherwise, there's no chance. There's no, because lack of the base, there's no possibility. So, I already talked to one of my friends in Nepal, asked him to look for, I want to show you some kind of image that probably give you some ideas about the channels. When I was doing my study in junior college after my Gishi degree, so one, what do you call, painting, not really painting, It's not that they're good, they're not good. So I'm talking about this 72,000 channels, 72,000 channels. If you can see visually, that gives you some ideas, you know. So here it's already been written, but you can't be sure. So it's time to make PowerPoint PowerPoint presentation of 72,000 channels. Tilila, in our body, believe it or not, in our body there's like 72,000 channels. That's why we blink, we move, we breathe, we swallow, we throw, we pee, all of that done through channel energy. Without that, when we are dying, we lose that. Why? Because it's like shutting down. All the channels now, the energy into the channels is kind of like grouping and kind of dissolving. That's why you can move. Ti lulas, that body, that human, like birth, taking birth from the womb. In that body, there's like 72,000 channels. So then there's three central channels, In the text it mentioned the color, it mentioned that, and there's a, so, that's what I'm thinking now. I'm thinking to take class on, what do you call?
Animations.
I'm thinking to take class on animations, so I can create maybe something. I can create something to show, then people have some ideas. I have a lot of time, so I can focus. I can learn. My brain is pretty good. I can still memorize things quite easily. There are not many difficulties. Here, little top dunjutonda dunjutani, 72,000 channels emerge from those chakras. That's why it's called, you know, it's actually like that's where the channel merge. There's three central channels, you know, close to the back. It didn't say here, but it said in some other text. It just mentioned the three main channels, but it's close to the back, not towards the belly, close to the back. Yes. So that's how many channels. But the Jutrani plus the three main channels. Entrance. There's two. One entrance up here. I'm not sure, like, then the ant, what's called entrance. There's two entrances, one's up, one's down. Down, there's a tip of the organ, all these three channels. Down entrance, down, how is it down? The bottom drawer is in the tip of organ. Then the main entrance, one here, one here, one here. There's a central channel, one here. Didn't mention here, but some other text, you know, it says very clearly. So now this is important to understand, because here we are studying what happens when people are dying, what's happening, how I can tell. You know, so this is like, a little bit like hospice, you know, Or Rojan, you know, Tar Chika. Here, heart is not referred to here. Heart is the center. It's not physical heart. It's the where everything began. All these 72,000 channels grow from the heart. That's everything happened. Sperm from the father, egg from the mother. That's everything happened from there. Everything happened. At the end, everything goes back there. Everything goes back there. Dissolve there, the life ends. Life will end where it begins. Everything begins from there. So then, you know, so then when he eats, everything dissolves there. So then it's, you know, then one comes out, the red drops come from here, white drops goes from the thymus organ, and that's the end of the light. All the energies from those 72,000 channels, now there's so much energy going in and out, going so much energy, that's why, you know, like, everything's happening, everything's happening in life because of this movement of this energy through the channels, so that's what is happening. So, the time of death, all this energy through the 72,000 channels is dissolved into two main side channels. You know, there's like not, what do you call it? Not, a knot. Above heart, there's six knot. Below heart, there's six knot. From the two side channels, the central channel is central channel is blocked because it is not. Time of death, it automatically opens. It's kind of loosened up automatically. Some practitioners, they manage to loosen those knots before, way before they die. Through practice, through meditations, they manage to sense, they manage to push energy into the central channel. They manage to open those channels. It only happened in highest yoga tantra practice. You know, it only happened there. But it requires strong concentration. So the energy has no form or no shape. You create form, then you try to push, as I mentioned, so the interest of the central channel is here, then two side channels. So now, when you breathe, this has a oxygen from two nostrils is never ever event. It's always one is stronger than another one. It's never event. Why? Because two side channel is blocked. The channel is not, the energy is not running through that because the two side channel is, it make knots tight, center channel, six below, six above. That's why when you manage to send the energy into the channel, this breathing from north will be even. Right now, it's always uneven. Oh. But that I just explained because it's not here. So when, next time when you read text, oh, so many things Gisela said, I listen, it's not there. In some other text, it's not there. I'm just explaining. Oh. So then all this energy from 72,000 channels, time of death, eventually dissolves, is eventually like, not really dissolve, but kind of like groups into the two side channels. So then from there, two side channels, energy, then eventually go to the central channel. So that's main central channels. So then all the energy from the center channel above and below all goes to the center. So goes where? Between means eggs from mother, this red drop, father, the white drop, it goes between there. That's how life began. Everything began from there. So now everything goes back there. The life begins from there, the life goes back there, that's how life is there. So imagine, that's how, then when it's energy from 70,000 channels, all kind of groups, kind of all dissolve into the two side channels. Roma Chagma is called. So then Rojani, there's two side channels energy then dissolve into central channels. So then all the central channels, then all the energy from the above and from the below gets together in the middle. So then that's how everything ends. That's how it ends. Oh. That so medically you could say that process is death, but according to death dissolution practice, the consciousness is still in the body. It's not 100% dead, but you know, you don't, that person is not, now all the breath is all deceased. There's no movement because why there's no movement? Because there's no energy. Why there's no energy? Because all the channels is shut it down. All the channels are closed. So there's no any physical movement. So that's why people, they keep the body in 3 days. Minimum, the consciousness remains there 3 days if the body is not, how is it, extremely exhausted by pain or like then, as some exception, generally speaking, the consciousness, the subtle consciousness will remain there 3 days, minimum 3 days. Then, could live 3 weeks, 18 days. Scientists don't know, scientists have nothing to say. He's only invited all the scientists from Russia, from Europe to see. They don't know what to say. There's no smell coming from the body. It's been there 18 days. I myself witnessed a few of them, you know, so. This is not movie, so you smell this like incredible smell, like perfume, incredible, like it's not like there's no any bad smell coming from there. In some cases, the person's death, there's like what they call sweat on their mouth, so that. Monastery, not here, monastery. So when Emily was, you know Emily, you remember Emily? Emily Pan? One of the central members, I myself didn't experience that, one of our central members told me that she smells this incredible odor, incredible odor. She asked me that she smells when she went to her body, so that says something. So body remain there. So now, before that happened many times, nobody knows. Now it's happening. Now scientists go do research. They have nothing to say. The person not breathing. It's been dead like 18 days ago. There's no like special. That person not in the special refrigerator. This person on the bed. You know, in India, the weather is very hot. There's no smell coming from that body at all. It looks like just sleeping there. You lose this, I said, now there's like some kind of aura. When you're alive, there's some kind of lights, auras, you know. So it's still there. Yeah. So that is still happening. Oh. Then so this is, that's how, you know, like humans who has this six characteristic, that human, that's how life ends. Oh. Everything goes back to the way everything began. So now, what will happen? What will happen when we are dying? What will happen? Yeah, there are many things happen because all this needs to go back to where it began. So when it's going back group by group, and what happens? There's some experience, there you can see something that happening on the body, you could see, or there's something that happening inside that person feel, see, or some kind of appearances. So that's what we're going to talk. Timrim. stages of disillusions. So I met this child. So what kind of things get dissolved? Time of death. That's 25 gross object. 25 gross object dissolves. Okay, 25. So I'm going to leave this here so then you can make copy. So the if you really want to or death dissolution process, right now we are not dying. So then how we can practice? Or when you go to sleep, you can practice. In order to practice that, you have to remember these things. If you don't know these things, you have no clue what is dissolving. Yeah. So there's chiva chugu, ordinary death, then as a maybe now it's getting a little more complicated. Maybe just set that aside. Maybe I'll come back to that. So here, 25 gross object. It's not really object. That's how they translate it. I'm not sure. Rapa nyenga. Probably, if you take the object out, then it sounds like, in Tibetan words, called Rapa nyenga. Rapa nyenga means 25 nyenga. 25 rapa gross. 25 gross. Gross, subtle or gross, 25 gross. So now what do you call? Gross thing? Object? I'm not sure what do you call. Gross, 25 gross stuff? What do you call? So they call object. You know, so, but in Tibetan, Rapa Nyenga, you don't need to call anything, it's called Rapa Nyenga. 25 gross. That's in Tibetan word, Rapa Nyenga. What are those 25 things? It's not something, oh, we don't have, we have to look for. No, it's all this we have, all of them we have. That's how they get dissolved. Oh. First, five aggregate. Aggregate of form, aggregate of feeling, aggregate of perceptions, aggregate of composition factors. The last one is very complicated. Aggregate of composition factors. Oh. The meditation. You got that right? Should I repeat? Yes. Huh? First, aggregate of form. Second, aggregate of feeling. Third, aggregate of perceptions. The third. I repeat again. First, aggregate of form, suk. Aggregate of form, suk. Then, aggregate of feeling, second. Aggregate of perceptions. That's four, three. Aggregate of composition factor. That's four. So I missed one here. So but no. Aggregate of consciousness. That's the five. Okay. Important. Remember, these are things dissolved. Oh, that's why I made this. I made this here. So now, four elements, earth, water, wind, space. Everything that's solid in our body, that's earth. Everything's liquid, that's water. Everything's the oxygen you breathe, the breath, right? Then space inside, no, otherwise space inside.
No fire?
No, it's four elements. Space. It says space, huh?
Oh, mother, maybe the, not the other, no, the, not the space, sorry. So I also make a mistake here again. So there should be fire, fire. I'm going to write, there should be fire. There should not be space. Because... that's four elements, right? That's four. So now there are six cognitive or six faculty. That's what's called six cognitive. That's called, first we need to remember the title, four element, five aggregate, four element, six cognitive. So then remember then what is underneath there, that's how you remember. Huh? Six cognitive or six faculties, it doesn't matter, I just, there are two translations, I just put both of them. Six cognitive or six faculties, called in Tibetan called Chechetub, like Pungbo Nga, first one is called Pungbo Nga, then Kam Shi, then Chechetub, then there are six cognitive. I sense power, first one, I sense power. Second, ear sense power. Nose sense power. Third, fourth, tongue sense power. Fifth, body sense power. Sixth, mental sense power. You sense? Eye sense power, first one. Second one, ear sense power. Third, nose sense power. Nose sense power. Fourth, tongue sense power. Fifth, body sense power. Sixth, mental sense power.
What in our body corresponds to fire?
Heat.
Just heat in our body, yeah, is the fire element. Yeah. Thank you.
All the digestion. Without fire element, there will be no digestion. We can digest any food. So then the... does Google that right? Oh, yeah. So this... let me finish this. This is called five types of object. Then after that, five types of object. Five types of object. I'm here explaining this 25 gross, the things dissolve, time of death. So then there, internal experience, external, as a process that one could see, an internal, the person will see, nobody will see, the person will see. So then, the five types of object. Form, surya. Sound, that's called da, sound. Order. How do you say order? Order. Taste. Then object of touch. This is called five types of object, called yunga. So if you remember the title, then you make it easier to remember the rest. So then the... the last five is called five wisdom of Buddha. That's what it's called, last five. But of course I don't have five wisdom of Buddha because I'm not enlightened. So I don't know you, might have or might not have. But here, these 25 things that we need to have, we have to have. So then what happened here? Five wisdom of Buddha, that's what it's called. Five wisdom of Buddha, that's what it's called. First one is called mirror-like wisdom. Mirror-like wisdom. Mirror-like wisdom, yeah. They're called melodabi ishis. Then soto ishis. Wisdom of discrimination. Wisdom of discriminations. Wisdom of discriminations. The soto ishis. Then yam ishi. That's like how many? Then third one is called wisdom of equality. Wisdom of equality is called. Melo is it, soto is it, nyamni is it, chadu is it. Then the number four is called like wisdom of accomplishment. Wisdom of accomplishment. Accomplishment? Chadu is it. Accomplishment, yeah. Accomplishment. Wisdom of accomplishment. So that's your class. Maybe one. So today I've been thinking what's the best way to explain it. Best way to explain without blowing up your head. I've been thinking today. Spent all day just thinking. So I read one text from Zapatri Rinpoche called short. That's too short. Probably it's going to not. So I've been reading. So then anyway. So now I left out one wisdom here. But the Suzo is it? Nyam is it? Chadu is it? Okay, so these are the just one missing. Okay, out of five Buddha wisdom of Buddha, one is missing. It's not missing for forever. It's just temporarily missing. it's just temporarily missing. Melo is it, chatu is it, nyam is it, soto is it. What's it called?
The wisdom of the nature of phenomena.
Yes, well. Chatu is it, okay, so what is it called again? So, that's one. Chuin Yishi. Called Chuin Yishi. Say it again in English.
Wisdom of the nature of phenomena.
Yeah, that's one. Right down. That's one. Called Chuin Yishi. So I kind of like left out Chuin Yishi. These are the five wisdom of Buddha. So why I explained that in advance? Because these are the things going to dissolve. So you have some ideas now. No. So this is the first three or four sessions. There's five things dissolve together. So that's why you have to remember what are those five things dissolve together. So maybe I'll read first dissolutions, so then I'll stop. So time is running out. Then Tambu Subung Riji Chavas. Beginning of death, what things get dissolved, beginning of death, when you are dying, first. There's five things simultaneously dissolved. Subung Riji Chavas. It's called, what is called in that, in you are reading the same book, this like this?
Yes.
Okay, what is called? Five.
The first dissolution?
What is called?
Oh, what is it called? Amjit?
Huh?
He just calls it the first dissolution. He doesn't have a name.
So anyway, so just like begin with the form. Form begin with the aggregate, right? Aggregate is the first. Five aggregate. Out of five aggregate, what? Form aggregate. That's the one. Out of five aggregate. So now, out of five aggregate, form. Suji Pumbuji. She did a meloishis. Out of five wisdom like mirror. Out of five wisdom like mirror. Now there's two. These five things dissolve simultaneously. Out of five aggregate, form. Out of five wisdom like mirror. I will explain that later. I will explain. Right now, probably it doesn't make any sense. You just hear the word, it doesn't. Five wisdoms. Out of four element, earth element. So now we have three. So now we need two more. The five things dissolve together. Two more. So now, out of like six cognitive, first one, eye sense power. The number four. Now I need one more. So there's like out of five types of object. Five objects, there's like form. These five things then dissolve. Then there will be external sign, then internal sign, or these things, five things. That's what happened at the very beginning of the death. That's what's happening. This kind of like now, these things are, how you say, power, you could say, power or whatever, energy, you could say, is now. It's like about to finish. That's what's called dissolve. It doesn't mean like dissolve, so then that becomes like that. It's not like that. It's just now it's finishing. It's finishing now. Dissolve.
So you have form that's an aggregate, but you also have form that is the object.
Object.
Is that corresponding with color and shape?
No. Object is like a. When you talk about form, actually form does have color and shape. So the form aggregate is a little bit different than form, like five types of object. That's called object form. That's like, it's not that we are not talking about this. This all has to be part of the body. It cannot be like beside body. Even though this is object, this is form. We are not talking about that. We are talking about something within our body. We are not talking about this is form. No, not the only thing, form aggregate, there's no things. Form aggregate is part of your life, your body. The form, five types of object, you bring it up, form, there are many things. There's the internal form, external form. We are not talking about shape and color of other object. We are talking about part of the body. Okay. Good question. Very good question. Yeah. So there, people do get confused. So now, Ranjit Deva through the Ngabu Tunyam to simultaneously has dissolved. Timba Juveshi. Then of Susu Timba Ta. So now the sign, what kind of sign one will experience? What kind of sign? Subung. Subung Timba Chidasus. external sign of dissolution of form aggregate. Form aggregate, external sign, something you can see. So So all the limbs become much thinner. So then, correct the nirvana means what is the translation?
As the external sign of the dissolution of the form aggregate, one's limbs become smaller than before, and one's body becomes weak and powerless.
Weak nyamchuma. So lu nyamchuma means weak and powerless. So not much movement. Just forget about lifting things and pushing that. That's finished. Maybe for no. So that's what it means, powerless. So that's something you, the nurse or people who are helping, can see. That's the beginning of the dissolution process. Shidiji melo yishini. So now wisdom like mirror, like wisdom, mirror like wisdom. What that means? That means when you put some mirror, everything reflect, many things simultaneously reflect. It's not like first it reflects this and then it also reflects. It's not like that. It reflects like eye. You see. It's not like first you see Dhamma, then you see Tanka, then you see Tevas. It's not like you see simultaneously, right? No, so power, that refers to I sense power. Wisdom like mirror probably refers here. We don't have authentic wisdom like mirror. That's why it's called five wisdom of Buddha. We have identical. It's called wisdom like mirror. It's not really wisdom like mirror, but it's called wisdom like mirror. But the authentic ones, it's only happened. Only belongs to the enlightened beings. Here, then this here. She did you melon is in melon la sunin na wa should you to ma jija do sa na shiba shida shida. But it's not necessarily refers to the I sense power. It's not necessarily refers to I sense power. Because of the, it's more like mental things. Okay. So when you close, there's many things you remember. You remember your family, you remember your house, you remember. It's not like one by one, you remember all of them. So the mirror like wisdom is like that, there's no blind spot. Everything like crystal clear, the authentic one. So here we have similar one. When you close, you remember for many, many years of life, you can probably see like what happens, like short period of time, you can see many things, many years of life. So then now, external sign, shidiji melon yishini, melon la sunin na yutuma chidasa, shiva shidasa, tetim shidasa. So now, external sign of dissolution of the wisdom like mirror when they dissolve. So the sign are explained individually. When it happens, it happens. All these five things dissolve together. It's not like religious. So then, as the eye become kind of like, what's that?
One sight becomes unclear and dark.
Sight become unclear and dark. That's the external sign. Chita means chi means external. Ba means sign. Chita means something. So you come now out of four elements. Out of five aggregates, form aggregate is gone. It's dissolved. So then out of five wisdom, wisdom like Nero is dissolved. So now, out of four elements, earth element, so it comes to be chitta. So now, just talking about external sign, chitta. So it comes to be chitta. So lu shiji comes in, alam of lu buddha. Lu shiji comes in, so then body becomes very high. So it comes to be chitta. So lu shiji comes in, body becomes very dry. Right? So now, you read what it says?
The body becomes very thin, the limbs loose, and one has the sense that the body is sinking under the earth. One has the sense that the body is sinking under the earth.
And sometimes people say, oh, like raise up my pillow, something, because there's maybe the feeling that they are kind of thinking, but actually they are not thinking. It's just the feeling that's happening is not nothing is really thinking actually. So sometimes they kind of lift up their hand, try to grab something. So internally they are kind of feeling, they are kind of thinking feeling. So it's actually not really thinking. If you know, if you study now, if you know, then that helps. So nothing is really thinking. It's just now, this whole chapter is about to close. Not, you know, say it comes to be chitta, so lu shiji comes in, and alam of lelubu jiva. One more, someone repeat one more. External sign of dissolution of earth element.
The body becomes very thin, the limbs loose, and
there's not much strength.
And the one has the sense that the body is sinking under the earth.
Oh, so that's it. So now, out of the... maybe we'll stop here. So it's not the best time to stop, but, you know, it's 8:30. So people need to go to work tomorrow. So I will explain this detail as possible, because it's important. So not to worry. So even... though it takes some time, so that's Ramula, that's what we'll do. Next time you read, look at the English translation and look at Tibetan. So then that's good. Yeah. So then now somebody else can use this book. So
there's two copies in the library.
Do we have time to do the praises? Okay, so in the Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 235. Gewadi nu du da la. Dashe give it a waji kunkya, sampo chushe rap to no wagi. Then the short, long life prayers, 244-245. Gandhi rawe korwe shing kam, tendan dewa malu jingwene, chenre zigwan tenzin gyatsoi, shape si te bardu tengyu chi. Jonu yen ala wong shuji, awatare tembara sopa, losang gyewe deton de kashu, shashu gengyu lawa sowa de. Tupsu chan jin chan gengyewe, tenzin kyong kunzudo poze chokskun kuwele muntudu padok so duje kundu japten sho om tare tu re so ha 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 om tare tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much and have a wonderful night. Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, good night. So now.